back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from a remote studio, not our Capital Region International Airport studio. Nonetheless, it's all going to work. Trust me. We're going to spend a little time with Ned Stabler, an old friend and vice president of economic development, Wayne State University, and every bit as important, the president and CEO of Techtown Detroit. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because we're going to talk about the big date you have coming up. Ned, how long have you been there?
Wow. I've been at Wayne State for 13 years, Techtown for 9.
Wow. Yeah, I remember Ned and I, in full disclosure, worked through the MEDC. You were actually an employee of the MEDC, but I was traveling the state for Jennifer Granholm. That was a few years ago. And boy, you talk about tight times economically.
Yeah. Those are the bad old days, you know, back when Michigan was in the one state recession back in, you know, 2005 and 6.
Yeah.
The rest of the world caught up to us in 2008.
Yeah. Well, nothing like leading. Let's talk a little bit about Techtown. You guys are going to be celebrating a big anniversary coming up. What's that about?
Very exciting. Yeah. This year, 2024, is our 20th anniversary of being open here in the heart of Detroit. And we could not be prouder of all the work we're doing. You know, looking back at it, has been really fun to go back. You know, I've been the CEO here for 9 years, but I've been on the board since my MEDC days. So almost 14, 15 years now. So for most of that time, I've been engaged. And so it's been pretty fun to watch how it's changed and grown over the years, both in its abilities, but also in its impact.
You know, it's kind of interesting because by the name, and I think over the years, people have misinterpreted this, Techtown, it makes it sound like you're exclusively tech, which is absolutely not the case.
No, absolutely not. So over the last 20 years, we've supported 6,000 small businesses. Those businesses have created a couple thousand jobs. They've raised more than $400 million in startup capital. I mean, just last year, we worked with more than 1,000 entrepreneurs who raised over $23 million in startup and growth capital. They started 26 new businesses. And what's important is they're not just tech businesses. You know, we started out to commercialize the technology out of the health system, Henry Ford Health, which is one of our founding partners, along with General Motors. And we were going to be biotech. That's all we were going to do. And I'm not saying we don't do that. We still have some great biotech companies here, like Functional Fluidics, which is growing here from 0 employees to 40 and now opening up offices around the world. But we also help every kind of business. So if you want to start a restaurant or a coffee shop or a barber shop or light manufacturing or retail, Techtown can help you do that. And we do it through our retail boot camps, our pop-up shops, now through Hatch Detroit, the Comerica Hatch Detroit contest, which provides $100,000 to the best new, you know, brick and mortar retail idea in the city of Detroit. And so we've helped all these different types of businesses because that's what our region needs more.
Techtown has been a big part of, obviously, the replay of Detroit and its renaissance, et cetera. It's done extremely well. Tell me about the relationship between Wayne State and Techtown now, in that Wayne State originated Techtown.
Absolutely. So the legal name of Techtown is the Wayne State University Research and Technology Park in the city of Detroit. You can see why we go by Techtown. I'm not a marketing guy, but that's a better version of it. But yeah, we've always been a part of Wayne State, and we always will. It's a part of Wayne State's urban mission, part of Wayne State's mission to have an impact on the city. Our new president, Kimberly Espy, our first female president in our 160-year history, had her investiture earlier this week. And in it, she referenced her prosperity agenda that, you know, how is Wayne State going to be a catalyst for inclusive growth here in Michigan? And Techtown is a big part of that, right? So how are we creating those jobs and opportunities and amenities for folks here in Detroit?
It's interesting because that's a great little segue into, it sounds like, pretty exciting times for you guys down there. How does the community get involved? Because you do involve the community. And I remember in the early days when we were covering you guys, we would come down and you would have several people there that had things like, I'm creating an app to help the bus system be more efficient.
Yes. So there's still all of that. And that's one of the things that over the years we've had to balance. Yeah, we're a part of Wayne State, but we're not just for Wayne State, right? We are for everybody, the whole community. Anyone who's an entrepreneur or wants to be an entrepreneur can come and get help here. So we do strategy sessions totally free. We have a professional services network to help you and your business totally free. We have experts to help you on everything from marketing to product development to drones to merchandising, whatever it is, totally free. Our Hatch Top 10 event is coming up on April 11th. May 9th is our hatch-off event, or you can just go to techtowndetroit.org and sign up for free consultations right there on our website.
This is really important stuff because you guys were at the very beginnings of what we referred to in the small business community as economic gardening. And it was make your city grow, not by going out and hunting and bringing companies in with jobs, but growing the ones that are there and growing the ideas for the start of those. And you've been very successful in that. Ned, congratulations. Happy 20th celebration. You guys do a phenomenal piece of work for the city of Detroit.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Always good to spend time with you. Ned Stabler, Vice President of Economic Development with Wayne State University, and celebrating 20 years of existence as the President and CEO of TechTown Detroit. I'm Chris Holman. You've been listening to this on the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. We'll be back with more.